This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Remember that liar, Anthony Fauci?
Yeah.
He's got COVID. It's funny because he's quadruple injected. He's taken four of the clot shots, four of the Vades, supposedly he has. But let's flash it back, guys. Don't you remember Anthony Fauci told you how effective and you'd never get COVID if you got the vaccine here in clip three? Remember this?
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected. And when people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected. And when people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
Interesting, because you've taken four injections and you have COVID. You have COVID. So either you lied about the vaccine or the test doesn't work. Which one is it, Fauci? Trick question. Both. The answer is actually both. But I'll give Fauci credit. He's actually working through his supposed sickness. And so here he is begging for more money. I mean, this guy is just a rat. This is just a criminal rat, a money-grubbing rat. And so here he is in clip two with COVID begging for more money.
IH is to do the basic clinical and translational research to develop the countermeasures that we have so successfully been part of that process to get us the vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics. As you mentioned in your opening statement, this virus is changing, and we need to keep up with it. In order to do that, we've got to do better with new vaccine platforms, such as nanoparticle vaccines. We cannot proceed with that unless we get additional funding. Importantly, we need to both prevent infection and transmission. We know that we cannot do that unless we get a highly effective mucosal or intranasal vaccine. We have a number of projects that will not be able to be funded unless we do get new resources to continue these funding. These are challenges that we have that I believe will be letting the American people down if we do not use our scientific capabilities to meet the next challenge of this ever-changing virus. Thank you.
You know
Thank
what
you.
I would do
you know, COVID-19.
If I was trying to catch a rat criminal like Fauci, and this should have been done already, so it's probably too late anyway. But you know what? I would actually say, okay, you know what? Let's release those funds. Let's give those funds to Fauci or wherever he says they're going to, and let's follow that money. How much you want to bet some of that money ends up in Fauci's pocket? Boy, oh boy, I feel pretty confident. I feel pretty strongly that somehow all these fundings and money initiatives end up in Fauci's pocket. How did that rat bastard get so rich? Remember the story that came out how basically the NIH or whatever government bureaucracy he was working with was getting hundreds of millions of dollars for quote unquote special projects. And when transparency groups requested that the allocation of those monies and where those monies went to be made transparent and reported on, they said, no thank you. We will keep it secret. We will keep our money secret. Yes, I am Anthony Fauci. I am the highest paid government employee. I've been stealing money from you for decades. I get hundreds of billions of dollars in special projects, and I put it all right back in my own little pocket. I'm very rich and powerful, don't you know? I'm Fauci. So he's there begging for more money. We need more vaccines. Oh, the vaccine that you said would be safe and effective and was neither safe or effective, and now he's up there begging for more money? Who would give that rat criminal liar a dime? Democrats. That's who. And I'm sure they will fund whatever project Fauci wants to work on next. Wow. So there he is, folks. He promised you, if you get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. He claims to have had four of them, and now he has COVID. Not even wearing a mask. Wow, spreading COVID all over the planet, too. Well.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need, and of course getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
One thing liberals hate is looking into the mirror. It angers them. Very much so. Two things, if you want to anger a liberal, two things you can do. Tell them the truth or put a mirror in front of their face. Two things that anger the liberals like nothing else. And of course, that's why they're trying to censor libs of TikTok, because libs of TikTok is just a mirror of themselves. But boy, oh boy, they are really obsessed with grooming children. It is really an odd thing. So I've got a bunch of these clips from Biden yesterday at a child grooming White House event. But let's look at some of the news first here. Breaking: Biden to ban conversion therapy for gender identity. Now, folks, I have to tell you here, this is all really confusing to me. And I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm being serious. And it's meant to be that way. But it's so nonsensical, it's so confusing, it's straight-up clown world behavior here. And so my best understanding, because I read the bill, or the executive order, rather, I read the EO, and I read this story, and it still makes no sense to me. Of course not. Men can be women, women can be men, you can be a man, woman, man, child, bear, pig. I mean, it's just total insanity. Kids having multiple transgender surgeries or reverse surgeries, So my understanding is basically that Biden wants to make it illegal to have what they call conversion therapy. And again, I'm not trying to be funny here. None of this makes any sense, folks. You can go read the executive order. You can read this story in the Post-Millennial. I mean, it just scrambles your brain. And that's the whole point. Imagine what it's going to do to children. But my best understanding is that Biden is making it illegal to have therapies or interventions that would stop a child from having transgender surgery. Or, like, if a child says, hey, a five-year-old says, hey, it's a girl, and says, oh, I'm a boy, I want to be a boy, you know, give me top surgery, and it becomes a serious psychological problem with this mental disorder, you can take them to conversion therapy just so that they understand, no, you're a girl, that's what you are. Or vice versa, whatever the case is. So that's basically, so Biden is making it illegal, or even with gay, like, gay homosexual conversion therapy, like, you know, get you straight again or something like that. Like, he signed an executive order making all of that illegal. Again, it's my best understanding. You can try to read it for yourself. It might as well be in another language, because it is. There's men and there's women, and that's it. They start throwing all these other things in there, so it gets confusing. But
But this is from the post-millennial story I quote directly, and they're quoting from the bill or the executive order. Biden told parents across America to affirm their children, meaning that should a child claim to be what they are not, parents should nod affirmatively and sign them up for irrevocable courses of medical treatment that will prevent them from living a full life. So in other words, force your kid to be transgender if they even hit, like a girl wears a basketball jersey or something. This new order states that so-called conversion therapy must be banned across the country. So in other words, but it's not just that. If you try to stop your child from having sexual reassignment surgery, you're now the criminal. Or if you're a school or a psychologist or anybody that's trying to do this, whether it's homosexuality or transsex or any of this other stuff, this executive order makes that illegal. What is that? The executive order is intended to mark Pride Month and will prevent so-called conversion therapy with a historic initiative to protect children from the harmful practice. That's a quote from the executive order. The harmful practice of not chopping their genitals up. The harmful practice of not chopping a little boy's penis off. The harmful practice of not mutilating a little girl's genitals. That harmful practice. You want to stop kids from having their genitals chopped up, this executive order now labels you a criminal. As well as safeguarding health care and programs designed to prevent youth suicide. So, in other words, you have a higher likelihood of committing suicide if you are in the transgender community. And they say by doing this, they're going to decrease suicide. So by putting people into the group that has the highest rate of suicide, they're planning on decreasing suicide. Again, folks, none of it makes sense. I'm trying my best to make sense of this for you. It's just more sexual deviancy, more grooming of the children, more perverted pedophilia. This sweeping executive order requiring federal agencies to comply will issue guidance to states on gender affirmation, which the president believes is essential to protect children. Chopping up little boys and girls' genitals is essential to protecting children, says Joe Biden. You cannot make this stuff up. Here's some of the quotes from his event, his Pride event at the White House yesterday. Guys, just roll me clips 9 through 11.
Violent attacks on the community, including ongoing attacks on transgender women of color.
Mush mouth here. He's got marbles in his mouth.
Because the attacks are more than ever last year, and they're on pace again this year.
What?
It's disgusting.
What does that even mean?
They have to stop.
What is he talking about?
Right now, there are young people sitting in their bedroom, doors closed, silent, scrolling through social media.
Good. You know what? Turn him off. I can't take this creep, man. I don't want to hear Joe Biden fantasizing about little kids in bed, okay? I'm sorry. I don't want to listen to Mushmouth anymore. This guy sounds like he's got marble in his mouth. He's up there fantasizing about kids in bed. I mean, what a sick freak. Here he is. Here, guys, give me clip 10 quickly. Here he is fumbling through. I mean, I don't blame LGBTQIA, Niner, 69, Topeka, Washington, Blue 16, Hut Hike, plus sexual agenda. Here he is fumbling that.
Let me say, as Commander-in-Chief, I'm proud to have ended the un-American ban on transgender Americans serving in our military.
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, guys, you know, bring me a...
Just last week, the Department of Defense...
That's good. Bring me a bag of marbles, and I'll put them in my mouth and see if I can sound like Joe Biden. And then here's the First Lady. She's a complete embarrassment. She had to get a little word in here, too, in clip 11.
In places across the country, like Florida, Texas, or Alabama, rights are under attack.
Oh.
And we know that in small towns and big cities, prejudice and discrimination still lurk.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. Oh, boy. Man, these people. When will we not have to deal with these demons anymore? Maybe never. Michigan Attorney General says drag queens make everything better. Suggest a drag queen for every school. Oh, that's nice. Your local pedophile now works at the school and gets special access to children. That's a Democrat Party policy there. How's that going to go? How about this one? Idaho police investigating drag queen who may have exposed genitals to children at local LGBT event. No, not may have. Did. And this isn't the first time. It's not the second time. It's not the third time. It's the fourth time that I've seen on camera alone. It's the fourth time I've seen a male drag queen flash trouser snake to young kids at a Pride event. I've seen it on camera four times myself. Hey, what we need to put that in every school, said the pedophile Democrats. This is how you respond. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene announces she is introducing a bill to make it illegal for children to be exposed to drag queen performances. Similar bill in Texas. This is what you do. Make Democrats defend this publicly. Make Democrats publicly defend their pedophilia. Make Democrats publicly defend their sexual perversions. Put this out in the public. They hate you looking at the Libs of TikTok account because it shows you what the left is up to. So let's make the left defend it on a national stage. Good for Marjorie Taylor Greene. Electronic sniffing dog helps in pedophile arrest in Mexico. Yeah, this minor attracted person activist from Europe was down in Mexico City, and they were able to find him. You know, it's because they say it's minor attracted persons now. You need to respect them. And this dog found them. Can you imagine if this dog was in the Biden house? He'd probably be going crazy.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And now the end is near. And so
you know, there's been an awful lot of talk about extremist behavior here. And it's funny because we're ignoring the actual violent extremists. And Democrats are just going after their political opposition. But, of course, that's what the terrorists would do. And that's the Democrat Party, the largest terror group in the history of this country, continues to operate. And it will continue to be that until it is shut down. So they are ready to riot, burn, loot, plunder, assault. If their Roe versus Wade decision comes down at any time, they are just ready to go. The Democrats have their terrorists out in the streets ready to burn, loot, riot, steal, assault, burn churches, burn pregnancy centers. And it's an odd thing because what is the complaint? That they can't kill their baby anymore. Which is duly odd because, one, 99% of these women are not going to have an abortion, so it doesn't affect them at all. And then, two, this decision does not ban abortions or make abortions illegal in America. So the two things they think they're protesting, neither exists. Typical liberal dumbasses. But no, they are... Actually, they were in front of Kavanaugh's house last night, again, in front of Kavanaugh's house. And they have posted two groups in D.C., actually, two groups in D.C. right now getting ready to riot if they think they can't kill their babies anymore. And that's Shut Down D.C. Boy, with a name like Shut Down D.C., you think the Democrats would be crying insurrection. They're not, because it's their people. It's their terrorist groups. And then you have Jane's Revenge, which is openly making statements, openly publishing addresses, openly encouraging violence to pregnancy centers. I've got the full statement right here that they're posting all over the streets of D.C. and other areas where they operate. Full statement from Jane's Revenge announcing that it's open season on pro-life pregnancy centers. Future measures may not come in the form of something so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti, the terrorist group threatens. Anything from the FBI? Anything from the Department of Homeland Security? Yeah, in fact, guys, do we have a... It is the liberal summer of rage, after all. And so here we are once again covering the liberal summer of rage.
Liberal summer of rage.
Ah, yes, the liberal summer of rage. And so they're openly saying, we're going to burn pregnancy centers. We're going to burn churches. Here's our targets. Here's our address. We're burning them to the ground, and we might do worse. Nothing from the FBI, nothing from the Department of Homeland Security. It's encouraged, in fact, by the Democrat Party. They've already firebombed more than 10 pregnancy centers since the Supreme Court leak, which we still don't have the leaker. Why not? Because the leaker's a Democrat. Far-left pro-abortion group Jane's Revenge issues terroristic threat against pro-life pregnancy centers, and it's ignored by the media. It's ignored by the Democrats. It's ignored by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security because they're all in it. They're all part of the same terrorist group. It's called the Democrat Party. Jane's Revenge, Shut Down D.C., Weather Underground, these are all just offshoots of the larger terror group, the Democrat Party. Pro-abortion group claims responsibility for recent attacks. Again, they don't even hide it. They post it right there. They put it on the buildings that they burned to the ground and vandalized. They put Jane's Revenge on there. Anybody investigating that? Any hearings on that? Anything on that? Domestic terror group? No. They're Democrats. They're allowed to do it. And you know, what is with white liberals that love to make black people commit crimes in their agenda. Have you noticed that? White liberals love to put black people on the front lines. White liberals love to have black people commit crimes for them. Have you ever noticed that? I don't know why white liberals love using black people to commit crimes so much, but they do. They really do. And so that's why they're trying to drum up hatred right now in the black community, and anger if they can't have abortions. And so here was a story from a Florida source. Actually, it's in Tennessee, but it's TampaBay.com. Stakes high for black women in states that could ban abortion. Well, what? Why would that? Why would the stakes be high for black women? Well, because the vast majority of abortions in this country are black women's abortions, black babies being aborted. That was the entire purpose of Planned Parenthood, was to eliminate the black population. Just ask Margaret Sanger. The entire operational agenda of Planned Parenthood was to eliminate the black population in America, and they've done a great job of it. 40 million black babies murdered by Planned Parenthood, so it's done a good job. But they say, oh, so that's a bad thing that black babies aren't going to be murdered by their mothers anymore. And they're all worried about this Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization, this Mississippi case they think is going to be the kind of the crutch of the whole thing. But no, this is Democrats trying to rile up black people to get out in the streets and commit crimes for them again. White liberals riling up black people to go out in the streets and commit crimes for them. Really amazing stuff. Supreme Court rifts divide abortion views in Mississippi. Yeah, they're making it all about that case. Abortion, this one, oh, this is hilarious, folks. This is, oh my gosh. This is from Bloomberg. I had a good laugh at this last night, let me tell you. Abortion care workers, abortion care, care. Don't you love care? What care? No, it's abortion. But see, they know abortion is murder, so now they're trying to murder care. Murder care workers, care. They love throwing the care. They have their little words that they try to gloss over what they're really up to. It's murder, so they call it abortion care. You know, murder sounds really bad. Most people don't like murder. It's not really good. It's not really going over well in our think groups and our think tanks. What can we do? We can't call it murder, so what should we call it? Let's call it abortion care. Brilliant. Brilliant strategy. Abortion care. Abortion care workers look to unionize. Oh. As Roe decision approaches. Now this, folks, it gets better. Employees at abortion clinics are dealing with burnout. They're burnt out. They've committed so many murders. They're burnt out. And exhaustion. Just as reproductive rights in the U.S. are hanging by a thread. Wait a second. Hold on. Whoa. I'm confused here. You're suffering from burnout and exhaustion, but you're complaining that there's no abortions happening anymore. You're complaining that you work too much, and so therefore you want more abortions? I'm just trying to... This is their logic. And so they're unionizing so they can have more abortions? What? They're burnt out because they've had so many abortions, even though they're complaining that there's not enough abortions, and they're afraid that there might not be any more abortions, but they're complaining about how they're tired of so many abortions? I don't have it, folks. I don't have this logic. It's liberal logic. You try to make sense of it, but there it is. So murder workers, excuse me, abortion care workers are burnt out from working so much with the abortions, so they're unionizing so there can be more abortions. I tell you, more liberal summer of rage. Boston BDS map of Jewish groups has potential to incite violence. Yeah, it's the pro-Palestine left that hates Jews and Israel. It's funny because you have the anti-Israel left and the anti-Israel right. The anti-Israel right doesn't like Israel's influence in the West and doesn't like the Jewish influence in a Christian nation. The anti-Israel left just hates Israel, hates Jews, and wants to see it burned to the ground and is pro-Palestine. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, radicals in Wisconsin vandalized site of Tuesday night's fundraiser for GOP candidate. Oh, more.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have a high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today.
today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So the question is about gas prices and inflation. You know what I could do? If you could give me a time machine to go back to January 20, 2021, we would just do the opposite of what Biden has done, and we'd be in a better spot. No, I mean, I really think he's got a lot of chutzpah to attack energy producers when he campaigned saying he was going to shut down energy production in the United States. He said, we're not going to let them drill. We're not going to give leases. We're not going to do any of that. And so then he comes in, he puts really negative policies to try to kneecap American energy production. And of course, that's been a huge driver as to why we now have gas higher than we have ever seen it before in my lifetime in this country. And so he has facilitated this, and I think that's had a huge impact on overall inflation.
Ron DeSantis telling it like it is. And Elon Musk came out, basically said he'd like to see Ron DeSantis run for president. He'd vote for him. Elon Musk also was proud of voting for Myra Flores on her recent election victory. And this has the left in an absolute uproar. But we'll have more on that coming up. But, yeah, the Democrats, Joe Biden, they are intentionally collapsing the U.S. They are intentionally sabotaging our energy. It's an operation from within to destroy our great country. And I hope they don't succeed. Of course, I hope they don't succeed. But you've noticed some of the signs and the symptoms of this right now with the record high gas prices, the grocery bill going up, the energy bill growing, going up, all these other factors. And so people are looking and they're realizing, wow, this is actually a lot worse than I thought it would be. Biden is a bigger disaster than I thought he would be. And so they're trying to make plans, if you will, for the future, just not knowing what might come. And so a lot more people are realizing, boy, I should probably have an emergency food supply, considering that under Joe Biden, this country might turn into a third world hellhole like Venezuela. I should probably at least have some emergency food. So we see this demand. We see this necessity rising. We see this awareness, and we are answering the bell at preparetoday.com. Preparetoday.com is the website, and it's the one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods and preparedness gear. Don't worry about shopping around to try to find the highest quality storable food at the lowest price. We've already done that for you at preparetoday.com. But it's not just about the emergency food, which is obviously so important. Obviously, insurance you can eat as your country is under attack from within, enemies within. The emergency food is so important. But also, there's other survival gear on there that you might not have thought about, that you might need in an emergency. And so it's a one-stop shop for all of it. Go to preparetoday.com to get your emergency food supplies and other emergency preparedness goods that you might not have even thought about. It's all at preparetoday.com. People realize there is a potential for a serious collapse, so they're getting insurance. You have home insurance for the worst. You have car insurance for the worst, everything else. Why not have insurance you can eat for the worst? A collapse of the supply chain, which seems inevitable as it's getting worse and worse at the grocery stores. So, preparetoday.com, your one-stop shop for your emergency food and preparedness gear needs. It's preparetoday.com. And part of this disaster is the wide-open southern border, where the Democrats continue to facilitate an invasion by the tens of thousands every day and by the multi-millions every year. Allie Bradley is down there reporting at the border. She has some latest photos now. They're renting nice, beautiful, big private buses paid for by the taxpayer to shuttle the illegal immigrants all over the country wherever they may want to go. You're paying for the whole thing. You're paying for your own invasion. It's really an unbelievable thing, actually. It's kind of hard to even believe this is going on, but it is. It's so outrageous. The local NGOs are feeling the influx of migrants. Valverde Border Humanitarian Coalition in Del Rio had a little help Monday. Three charter buses, three DC buses, three shuttle buses, two Greyhound buses, one great out-of-town volunteer group. And, yeah, I mean, they have so many illegal immigrants coming in, they don't know what to do with them. Yeah, they can fly them around the country. Yeah, they can put them up in hotels, but they're running out of space in the hotels. They've already filled up all the local Catholic charity groups' buildings. They can't fit anymore there. They filled up all the hotels in the southern Texas counties. And flying is a bear right now. Flying's a pain in the butt, so they can't really fly them anywhere. So they're just getting them nice private buses to fly them wherever they want now. Excuse me, to drive them wherever they want now. I'm at a loss on this one. I cannot understand how this is going on. There's something real sinister behind this, folks. I mean, we have an idea, I think, of what's going on, and we know the agenda. But I'm telling you, this is so out of control, and the lack of response, the lack of accountability, the lack of urgency when it comes to the invasion at the southern border, this is everyone involved in this? Seriously, like, is everyone involved in this? Is everyone making money off of this wide open southern border? I can't fathom how I can sit here every day and play hours of footage of tens of thousands of illegal immigrants pouring over the southern border. All paid for, all organized, all orchestrated. How is that even possible? How can that, where in the hell does that even go on? When has that even happened in world history? I'm at a loss, folks. I cannot fathom how this is really going on. And we just sit here and take it? I mean, this would be like if somebody came up to you with like a butcher's knife or a steak knife and stabbed you right in the side of your body and you just had a gaping wound bleeding out. Someone said, hey, you got a gaping wound there. And you said, oh, really? Where's that? And you looked at it. And then you said, hey, maybe I should open it up a little wider. Maybe you think you can help me open this up a little wider? And then the person he's saying that to says, yeah, actually, I will help. Let me stab you again, actually. I mean, what? Like, how is this even? It's insane, man. The southern border situation is insane. Insane. Three U.S. women had fentanyl hidden inside their bodies, Border Patrol says. So, yeah, the continuation of the deadly fentanyl drug that killed George Floyd. I mean, my brother George. My brother George Floyd, killed by the fentanyl. Killed by the open border. George Floyd. Can you believe that? I mean, obviously liberals know that. They rioted for an entire summer because George Floyd was killed by the fentanyl overdose. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm mistaking. That was Democrat terrorism because they hate police. I'm sorry. I get them confused. I thought they were rational for a second. No, they don't care about George Floyd dying from a drug overdose. That doesn't really help them. That doesn't really fit their agenda. That doesn't really add fuel to their rage. But a policeman killing George Floyd? Ooh, now that they can get behind. They hate the police, so the anti-police agenda, that works. The police officer who happened to be white, they hate white people, so okay, that works for their anti-white agenda as well. So this is all going good for them. And now they can blame an unarmed black man's death on a white police officer? Ching, 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 baby. Money, money, money. Let's go. Burn, loot, riot, do it all. But, oh, if it's George Floyd dies from fentanyl overdose, well, that really doesn't help them, does it? There's no agenda there. Fentanyl comes from the wide open southern border that they love so much. A black man dying from a drug overdose, they don't want that. Jeez. And what happens? Human trafficking, multiple victims of human trafficking operation rescued in Akron, Ohio. You think they were bussed up there? Bussed up there in a Greyhound to be sex slaves with the open border?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Full operations until late 2022 after fire at facility. Oh, wow. Another fire burns down an important facility in America. So now it's not just the food sector or the fertilizer sector, but the energy sector as well. Very nice. Very good. Fire burns it down. All right. Everything collapsing in Biden's America. Everything collapsing. And how are those vaccines going for you? Not so well. Not so good. Representative Maxine Waters tests positive for COVID for second time this year. It's almost like that vaccine reset your immune system, and now you don't have one. Maybe that's why she was all bug-eyed, a bug-eyed freak. In that TV interview, what a psychotic maniac, Maxine Waters. Look out. You see her on the streets, folks? Look out. Remember, who pays for these cowboys? I mean, this woman is just a dingbat lunatic claiming that Border Patrol is whipping people. Well, okay. All right, Maxine, how's that vaccine working for you? Maxine vaccine, COVID, two times in a year. FDA advisors recommend emergency authorization for Moderna's COVID-19 shot in young kids, 6 months to 5 years. They got to get those young kids blood clotted up. They got to clog up those young kids' arteries. They got to give those young kids a little Guillain-Barré. It's not all for Justin and Haley Bieber, after all. You can suffer from blood clots and face paralysis, too. Give your kid a COVID vaccine shot today. But, so it's amazing that we can't figure out what's going on, all these anomalies directly tied into the vaccine. Here's another one. This is, folks, this is just, it's really sad, actually. It's really sad this is being done to children. And, you know, I have an instinct to protect innocent children, and it's something that I can't even really avoid, whether it's abortion or whether it's with this vaccine stuff, because I can understand the argument, the perspective. I can fully comprehend and understand of the people that would say, hey, let them do it. People want to kill their kids. People want to shoot their kids up with poison. Let them do it, man. Let them do it. None of your business. But while I understand that, I can't help my instinct to protect innocent children. So this breaks my heart. Children are being infected with up to three viruses at a time because COVID measures have worn down their immune systems and made them vulnerable to illnesses usually only caught in winter. Health experts across the United States have told the Washington Post that they are seeing children with multiple viral infections at once. As the weather warms, doctors usually see a decrease in the prevalence of influenza and other viruses associated with the common cold. Now some children are arriving at their doctor's office with three viral infections at the same time. Experts believe that it is a result of COVID pandemic policies. Yeah, the vaccine, which meant children were not exposed to the normal array of viruses. Well, whether it's the vaccines killing their immune system, which we know is going on, or the COVID measures that kept kids locked inside for a year so they didn't have a strong immune system, it was the COVID response either way. So that's true. Now, is it children that are vaccinated? Is it children that are vaccinated having these problems? Now, here's the other thing about this to me. You know, we do all this COVID testing. Of course, you're going to have high COVID numbers. Who knows if the test results are real or not? You could do that with any disease on the planet, I believe. I believe you could do that with any disease on the planet. You ramp up, you test everybody. Guess what? You're going to have a 500% increase of that disease just because you tested everybody. So they're testing these kids, but who knows if they always had the virus or it just shows up positive or so. So there's still kind of some gray area there to me. But what's clear is that kids are getting sicker than they ever have, and it is because of the pandemic response, either shutting kids into their houses for a year or forcing them to take the vaccine that kills their immune system. Kids infected with more viruses after lockdown due to weakened immune systems. Well, is it the weakened immune system because of the lockdown? Is it the weakened immune system because of the vaccine? But you know, here's kind of the I don't know if you would say scary, but the unknown factor here is that they made COVID-19 in a lab and they released it. So if they're willing to do that and lie about that and cover that up, what else are they up to? What else are they releasing that we don't know about? There's all kinds of unnatural, inorganic things that the globalists are doing to this planet right now that we don't even know about. Yeah, we know about they poison the water. Yeah, we know about they poison the air. Yeah, we know about they poison the vaccines. Yeah, we know about they make viruses in a lab and release them. What else are they doing that we don't know about? Yeah, the GMOs and the food. Yeah, okay. I mean, what else is going on? So stories like this that seem to kind of have the obvious answer, but maybe not so much, remind me that, you know, there's always something else going on that we probably don't even know about. There's all these globalist operations. Who knows what they're doing? Who knows how many viruses they've released? Who knows what's really going on at the southern border? It's like, yeah, we know what's going on. What's the story behind the story? Every state but Florida pre-ordered COVID-19 vaccines for kids under five. Good for Florida. So Florida won't be jabbing their kids to death and they'll be the healthiest state. You watch. 40-year-old British Columbia man diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome is awarded compensation for vaccine injury. That's the same thing that happened to Justin Bieber, perhaps a little variation of the same facial paralysis that happened to Justin Bieber. But he's not allowed to say it's the vaccine because he'll lose his record deal, I'm sure. So he just says, oh, maybe I'll be fine. I don't know. They hit you with the vaccine, Justin. And you know what, Justin? You have made so much money in your life. And you have a great wife. Just why don't you just do the right thing, Justin? Tell people it was the vaccine that caused you to not be able to perform again. Because what difference does it make with a record label if you can't perform? What, millions of dollars? You already got millions of dollars. So maybe there's something else there that we don't know. But, I mean, come on. Justin Bieber magically gets the second highest rate of vaccine side effect is Guillain-Barré syndrome, facial paralysis. Justin Bieber gets that, and it's not the vaccine. Give me a break. Give me a break. I feel bad for Justin Bieber. But, Justin, you've got plenty of money. You don't need a record label. You've got a wife and everything. Just come out and tell the truth, man. Just tell the truth. MSN highlights survey showing severe COVID-19 rare in unvaccinated after months of safe and effective propaganda. Oh, that's right. Oh, but see, look, Justin Bieber's concerts forced you to get a vaccine to attend. How ironic. But now you can't attend Justin Bieber concerts because of the vaccine. It is just a wild time to see reality for what it is, isn't it? But no, back to this story. MSN highlights survey showing severe COVID-19 rare in unvaccinated after months of safe and effective propaganda. Yeah, so it's the vaccinated that are getting sick. It's the vaccinated that are getting really sick. It's the vaccinated that are getting sick multiple times. And it's the unvaccinated, rather non-vaccinated, that are not getting sick, not having severe effects, not being bedridden for a week, not needing to go to the hospital, still have an immune system, not having blood clots, not having facial paralysis. Sad but true, isn't it? It turned out the people that refused the vaccine were the smartest people on the planet. And, you know, there's that meme. I don't know what you call it. I think there's actual a word for the actual structure of this intellectual hierarchy, where on the two ends, you have like the lowest level IQ and the highest level IQ. And they typically seem to be simpatico. They seem to be synced up. And then you have most of the people that are just on the average end of the IQ spectrum up here, and they're the most brainwashed. They're the ones that fall for all the propaganda, do whatever they're told. And then it's the highest IQ and the lowest IQ that seem to have the instincts to know when they're being attacked and to know when something is wrong. Those are the two groups that avoided the vaccine. And now they're the two groups that will inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth, as the Bible said. Now, I feel bad. I don't mean this to be ridiculing of people that have had the vaccine, that are tuned in. I don't want to scare you with all the side effects. But I just call it as it is, folks. That's what we do here at InfoWars.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.